Lesson 19. The following charts show the types of transportation that are used in four cities. Cars are the favored means in City A, where the city administration has chosen to spend money on roads and buildings rather than on public transportation systems. In City B, on the other hand, more than half the commuters depend on bicycles because there is not enough space to park cars. In City C, more than one-third of the people use trains, while one-fifth use the subway. Like City C, City D shows a fairly good balance in the numbers of commuters using the different types of transportation. However, unlike City C, City D was designed for automobiles, so the proportion of drivers is over 3 times that of City C. Several problems have occurred in places where the number of people who drive in the city has increased in recent years. One problem is heavy traffic jams, especially during rush hours. Another problem is the air pollution caused by automobiles. City A is trying to solve the problem of the traffic jams by introducing a park-and-ride system in areas close to the city. Drivers will be able to park at a train or bus station near their homes and then continue their journey into the city using public transportation. Additional parking spaces are to be created around these stations. Such a solution as City A's will lead to far fewer traffic jams, greater commuter satisfaction, and a cleaner environment.